Oh, that is it, I think. Is that it? That we're all off and that's it. We can say what we like. Actually, we've had... Oh, the arguments we've had is... we've had these discussions like you can have one fart if you cut out three bloodies. And things like that. Did you know you could set light to a fart? That's an amazing statement when you first hear it, isn't it? Like, I got into it about 3 years ago, you know. Yeah. I was at this party having a few drinks, and this bloke says, hey, there's Ali. He sets light to his farts, you know. Come on. No. And he went and got this Harry, and this Harry was ever so indignant if you questioned his ability. Oh, no messing, straight down with his trousers, out with the swan vestus, and broom. Really impressed me. I was eating beans for about a week. It's not as easy as it looks either, you know. It's like timing. You've got to get the timing. You go, shh. 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 And it's dangerous as well. I mean, honestly, beware, because, like, well, we went to another party about 6 months later and Harry was there, you know, like, and he was trying to impress these couple of birds. You know. Some people have the most obscure ones. Anyway, he overdid it a bit and he had a blowback. Like, he was a big head, he was in agony. Ah! We were really concerned. Oh, stop it, Harry! And he couldn't sit down. He was in agony. We had to get him to hospital, you know. He couldn't get in a car. This bloke had a station wagon, so we had to bundle him in the back of this station wagon and stick his bum out the window. You know? The station wagon heading off towards hospital with four blokes in hysterics and a big singed bum stuck out the window. People's faces were amazing. Look at that, Agnes. Good heavens, yes. You must have set light to a fart. Well, there are people who know and people who don't, aren't they? And we got stopped by this copper who didn't, right? And singed bum, 70 mile an hour, he's got to have that, hasn't he? Right, what's going on here? It's Harry, is he? He said, like your father. We had this big argument about whether you could or you couldn't, you know. In the end, he had to get through to his sergeant on his walkie-talkie. And I'm like, hello, sergeant. It's Perkins here. Can you set light to a fart? A fart. No, I haven't been drinking, no. That's it, a rip snorter, aye. Oh, well, I've never heard of it either. No, well, there's a bloke done his bumming with one here. We got to the hospital, it was absolute chaos. Four of us, a leg and an arm apiece, carrying him into the casualty ward. You know, having a bit of sympathy for him by this time. Like, it's a shame, Harry. Yes. It was a blooming good in mind. Daffodils never stood a chance. We're in the casualty ward and this big matron came out, 6'2", like a bag of starch. Yes? I want to tell her, no, please let me tell her. I sort of stood there and says, has he set light to a fart?